Does your marketing site really matter past a point? Is it just fluff? Especially once you have a brand and established place in the marketplace, how much effort should you put into your marketing site? Well, let me tell you, two startups I work with that passed 10 million in ARR recently sent me the quotes above just this last week or so. One said their new website converted twice as well as the previous one. The other said leads seemed to have fallen about 40% since they changed the website. The changes actually weren't radically different, but saw wildly different outcomes. So what did the first startup do where they saw conversions double after they changed their site? One, they explained the product served more customer categories than the original site said. The original site was so narrow, it seemed like it only served a certain segment of customers that they actually did. Prospects and customers would exclude themselves out because they didn't think the app was a fit. The second one that the startup saw conversions double did was they added more customer quotes. You know, we always get these. Do they move the needle? We don't know for sure. It's hard to run A-B tests like this on marketing sites for real with the volumes we see in SaaS, but the customer quotes are much better. You can really see folks that look and act like you saying how incredible the product is. The third thing that the startup that saw conversions double after the new marketing website did was directly explain the competitive differentiation and ROI. They directly explained how they were better than their bigger competitor, which was approaching 100 million, how they were better than an established competitor, well over a billion, that was really more adjacent. And this is probably more important as you scale and start to compete in more segments. And fourth, the change that the startup that saw conversions double from the marketing website did is they just made it more obvious how the product worked. Too many marketing sites are just vague. Is that okay? And it might be okay for Cisco or Salesforce or massive tech companies, but it was just vague before they made the changes. They made these changes. They explained the product, served more categories. They added more customer quotes, much better quotes. They explained competitive differentiation and ROI better, and they made it obvious how the darn product worked. That led to a doubling of conversions. Now, the second startup made similar changes, but actually, and all logical and conversions fell. First, they made it clear who the target persona and buyer was, and perhaps that confused people. Two, they made it easier to get into a free trial. You'd think that would help, but actually, they saw conversions go down. Three, they highlighted security and more enterprise functions more clearly. This should have helped with bigger deals. They were trying to go more enterprise, but it didn't. And four, they made it more obvious how the product worked, even though it was all over the place before. In both cases, the marketing sites had become very dated and weren't really changed much from 1 million or 2 million AR to 10 million. Both were updated by marketers with a lot of best practices. And while one update had a massive positive impact, the other actually had a significant negative impact, even though they seemed similar. So what are the takeaways? Other than that, you've got to test, you've got to experiment. Well, takeaway number one is, yes, marketing sites matter. While a set of changes for one startup dramatically increased conversions and similar changes decreased it, in both cases, they moved the needle. In one case, positive, in one case, negative. So take your marketing site more seriously. So many CEOs leave the marketing site untouched. They forget about it. They get busy. They hire a marketer to handle it. I know you want to work on product, but a good rule is that the marketing site should always be better than a product, better than your product. So take a pause. Take a pause right now and open up your marketing website. Are you sure it's better than your product? Are you sure it's still better than your product? Number two lesson is you've got to A-B test your marketing site. And as we just discussed, it's hard. Not all of us get enough traffic to run B2C type A-B tests, but you got to try. You got to try to run at least two variants side by side, because what so many folks is they'll bring in a new head of marketing. The head of marketing will spend a ton of time redoing a website, hiring consultants, hiring agencies, and it's almost always prettier, but they do one push and then it's done. There's never any time, energy, or budget to do an A-B test. And if you don't like the new website they built, sometimes it's almost impossible to revert back to the old one or make changes. All the energy has been spent. So you've got a budget somehow, a way to A-B test a big change to your marketing site. Three, and this is an important lesson to founders. As you get bigger, as you cross 10 million ARR, 20 million get bigger, your gut isn't always the right omniscient marketer it used to be. In the early days, you're so close to those very bleeding edge customers. You know what works at a couple million in ARR, but that stops breaking somewhere around 10, 20, or 30 million. Yes, you know what the tough customers want. As founders, you're often talking to them. But overall, as you get 100, 1,000, 10,000 customers, it gets more diverse and it gets further away from that core set of customers you closed yourself and those more simpler use cases from the code you wrote yourself. So at some point, you've got to stop shooting from the hip on your second, third, or fourth marketing site. It's not all about what you think it is. You've got to speak from data. You've got to do the testing. You've got to see what works and you've got to see what performs. And that leads to the final point. You've got to speak with data on your marketing site. You got to speak with data in sales. You've got to speak with data in growth and demand gen. And you've got to measure it. Are conversions up? Is revenue up from the website? Do folks spend more time on your site? Or are they down from the change? Too many folks never even talk about the performance of the marketing site, or they barely even reference it at all. But as you can say from the initial examples, it can radically change the conversions, radically change the experience for prospects. And you've got to make sure your marketing site is better than your product.